afternoon and welcome to Ask the Expert with Dr. Walter Tom of Dr. Tom Cosmetic Surgery. Dr. Tom has offices in Santa Rosa, Napa, and Maui. You can find him online at drtomcosmetic.com. That's drtomcosmetic.com. You can also call for a free consultation at 707-542-8346. 707-542-8346. Dr. Tom has been voted by you and the Press Democrat readers the best cosmetic surgeon for 9 years in a row. Dr. Tom, welcome. Tell us what you'll be discussing today.
Well, first of all, thank you, Kathy Slack, for that wonderful introduction. I'm Dr. Tom on Ask the Expert. We have Jessica Allen here.
Hello.
And this is Jessica Allen, who is our special laser, cosmetic laser nurse specialist. Thank you, Jessica, for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and we have a new program director here. Yeah, we got a new program director here on our Ask the Expert every Thursday. And we are lucky enough to have Jeff. Hey, Jeff, how you doing?
Doing all right. Pleasure to be here.
Hey, it's a pleasure to have Jeff. We needed to make sure that we always introduce our, Jeff's the boss, man, but I better introduce him. He's the one in charge of our programming. Thanks for being here, Jeff.
No problem.
All righty. So, Jessica, thank you for being here. I know that Kathy Slack from KSRO, along with Jeff, you know, they always reach out to me and they're asking me about, you know, what is our next topic. And so I thought we would talk today about photofacial rejuvenation.
Great.
Okay.
Great.
And photofacial rejuvenation has been around for a long time. Tell me, when you hear that phrase, what does that mean, photofacial rejuvenation?
Yes. So photofacial, or also known as broadband light, BBL treatments, it is a great treatment to deal with any pigment issues in the skin. So thinking about those sunspots, redness in the skin, photofacials are great for helping to correct those different pigment issues that we see in our skin.
Okay, so you say pigment issues. Mm-hmm. Let's dummy it down for
okay.
me. Okay. Well, I mean, what's pigment issues. What is that?
Right. So pigment, the pigment that I'm speaking of are those brown spots that we see from sun exposure, rosacea, redness, even broken capillaries. So those reds and the browns that we see in our skin tone.
Okay. So reds and brown coloration. Uh-huh. Okay. So especially I know for me being, I have Mediterranean blood and Asian blood in me, and sometimes I would look at my older, I'm now the older generation, but I would look at that older generation and I see kind of these islands of pigmentation.
Yes,
that I would see
exactly.
on patients. So that's what we're talking
that's
about.
That's what we're talking about,
all right.
Exactly.
All right. So back in the day when we used to call them liver spots or age spots.
Yes.
Okay. That's what we're talking about. Okay. So, you know, patients might have that. What about things like just sun damage? You know, how would you describe sun damage, let's say, on a younger generation like you?
Right, okay. Right. So that can pop up just as like freckling in the skin. So little brown spots that pop up, and it can be in forehead, sides of face. It's very common to see them on your driver's side of, you know, you're having that sun exposure from the driver's
right.
side window. So sometimes you can see a little bit of those brown spots on the side of your face, on your neck. Just starts to sprinkle in as we age,
okay.
I would say, you know,
right.
maybe
so 40s. Oh,
40s.
Okay.
Maybe 30s.
Okay. So maybe 30s.
Yeah,
you even see
yeah,
that
yes.
in our 30-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not so much. You don't think you see it as much in the 20-year-olds?
Not so much.
Right.
I mean, there are always, you know, mm-hmm. a lot of variation, but more
right.
so in, you know, 30s, 40s.
Okay. So
yeah.
30s, 40s,
yeah.
and then we're moving on to the baby boomers. Okay.
Yes,
so,
yes.
So people who have sunspots, hyperpigmentation, mm-hmm. and so forth, they're a subset of patients who might be calling, and they may not know about photofacials or BBL,
right.
and we'll talk about that in a minute.
Yes.
But they're calling and saying, you know, I have spots on my face. Okay.
Right, exactly.
And what can I do for that? So when they come in and they have a consultation with you and they're complimentary,
yes.
I know they're free,
uh-huh.
And you sit down, what are you looking for when you're evaluating the patients to see if they're a candidate for a photofacial or a broadband light treatment?
Right. So first, I am looking at their skin tone. And so if they are a darker, like you said yourself, you come from a darker skin toned background, you want to be careful that they do have lighter skin tones, because the photofacial is going to target pigmented skin. So if it's just your regular skin tone, sometimes you're not the best candidate for it. But if you have lighter skin with lots of spots, then I'm really looking at those spots on the skin that would be really a great targeted area for the treatment with the BBL.
Okay, so you're looking at skin tones. And mm-hmm. So I'm going to backtrack a little bit here, Jessica. So I was lucky enough to be one of the first to introduce photofacials to Sonoma County way back in 1999.
Oh, wow.
And I was lucky enough, I know, were you born then?
Yes.
You were born then. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So I was lucky enough to go down and work with Dr. Patrick Bitter Sr. And there's also a Dr. Patrick Bitter Jr. who is a good friend and colleague of mine. And they were the ones who really were sort of the trailblazers in creating photofacials, or what we call IPL, or intense pulsed light. And that's exactly what it is. And so what they used is these flash lamps, medical grade flash lamps, and using this IPL, and put a cold gel on the face, and we would flash that light energy on the face. Okay. And it, and with the older machines, it was about every 3 seconds. Actually, the original ones were every 8 seconds you'd get a pulse. And then we upgraded the newer technology and it was every 3 seconds.
Yes.
And now we have with our newest BBL, which is broadband light, it's much quicker and more comfortable for the patient.
Absolutely.
But we would be pulsing the face. And the way that I would describe it to the patient is that the concept is that the light energy is absorbed by pigment, like a dark shirt on a sunny day.
That's right.
We've had a lot of sunny days, and we know when we're out there with a black shirt on that it seems like we warm up a lot more.
Yes.
So we would pulse the skin with this light. It would then be absorbed by the pigment, hopefully damaging it, so breaking it up. And then our body would then begin to clear it away. We have little, what we call phagocytes, which act like little Pac-Man.
Yep.
And they come and they eat away at the pigment and carry it away to excrete it out of the body. Or sometimes it would flake off. Have the patients ever said that it looked like dirt on their face?
Or we like to call it coffee grinding. So it kind of flakes off like a little coffee grinds on
your face. Okay, so that's a new one. I've got to get in on these consultations. That's a new phrase I haven't heard. So coffee grinds, and I think that's great. I used to describe it as it would look like dirt on your face. Yeah. And don't be surprised if your mom were around, you want to lick her thumb and kind of rub it off your face, right?
Yeah.
But that's basically what would happen is that pigment would sort of wash off over time.
And, that's correct.
And so those treatments work great. And the BBL is really super because we brought on that new technology. And so you're the newer generation of cosmetic laser nurse specialists, which is basically two IPL treatments. And the way they've upgraded the technology, it's more effective, it's quicker, and it's more comfortable. So that's our BBL. So you're treating patients with hyperpigmentation. So run me through, if you would, what is the treatment like? So they sign up, they understand what's going on. What do we do now? The patient walks in to have a treatment.
Right. So I'm going to have the patient walk in with a cleansed face, so nice, clean, dry canvas. And when you come in, you're going to just lay on the bed. I put some eye protection on because it's a very high-powered light. Apply a cool ultrasound gel, and then I pulse your face twice over each area. After that, we apply cool aloe vera, a nice cold compress, and apply sunscreen. It's a very minimal downtime procedure, so you can notice, you can feel like you had a mild sunburn, you can be red in the face, and it can feel a little bit more tight. That's all expected outcomes for the treatment. And the hyperpigmentation can appear a little bit darker. That just means that it was targeted by the light, which is its intended goal, is to cause that.
So you put on a gel and you're pulsing it. What does it feel like for the patient?
So it can feel like a little bit of a hot rubber band kind of snapping your face. Okay. So it's tolerable and comfortable, but you can feel that little snap of the light hitting your face.
Okay.
A little bit hot.
Man, you are the younger generation. You don't even know what that old technology felt like. Okay, so we used to say it was a rubber band snap, just as you say.
Yeah.
And I can tell you, because I've had both treatments, that myself, and even with my darker Asian and Mediterranean bloodline skin type, is that the older type treatment, which was much more uncomfortable, that the newer technology is more comfortable, and yet we're still delivering a good amount of energy, if not
yes.
more efficient energy,
yes.
to the area of concern. So now you mentioned that the pigment might look a little bit darker. Mm-hmm. All right. So mm-hmm. what can the patient expect over the next 24 hours, the next few weeks? What should they expect?
Right. So the day of treatment, your face will look a little bit pink, red in appearance. It may feel tight, like you've got a sunburn. So you would treat it as such. You could apply aloe vera and, you know, a cool compress. The next day is... it's very minimal downtime. You can have slight swelling, not really. Most patients feel great the next day,
right.
But you can see that coffee grinding or those little flakes of the hyperpigmentation starting to come off over the next couple weeks. They just kind of flake off.
Okay, so possibly a little bit of swelling. Mm-hmm. I know personally when I have the treatment myself, mm-hmm. I like it because I feel like my skin has been windswept.
It feels
a little bit tighter.
Yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
And I know that as we were driving over to the station today mm-hmm. to record the show, or to actually do the show live, I should say. We're recording for YouTube, by the way.
Yeah.
So if you're in and out of traffic, not sure you caught all of it, you can get on YouTube and Dr. Walter Tom and listen to the show today. We'll get that up by tomorrow for you. Under photofacials and
yes.
BBL with Jessica Allen, our cosmetic laser nurse specialist here today. Thank you for being here, Jessica.
Oh, thank you.
So I feel that my face is windswept. You had mentioned that the pores seem a little bit tighter.
Yes.
When you have the treatment, right? The pores
right.
are tighter.
Absolutely.
And I know that, you know, I don't think much about that. I don't know if that's a guy thing or a girl thing, but I know female patients hate big pores.
Absolutely. That's one of the, I would say, the happy little surprises you get with the BBL, because it's not only targeting the pigment, but it also gives you these other added benefits. It's stimulating a little bit of collagen, but it's also really tightening those pores. So around the nose area, you may hear it referred to as like an orange peel look. It's really going to tighten that, and your skin just looks nice, tight, and toned.
Okay.
So it gives you a nice little, I like to call it the BBL glow.
Okay, great. I like that, the BBL glow. See what I'm learning on today's show. I got to get in on those consultations with you. So the BBL glow, so we talked about pigmentation mm-hmm. for patients to get
yes.
a photofacial with our BBL, which
yes.
is broadband light. And so there's another subset of patients,
yes.
I'd like to discuss, and that's patients who have rosacea. Okay,
yes.
So rosacea is a... for patients who have that, they know exactly what it is.
Right.
Their face tends to get red when they're not just when they're embarrassed, but
right.
maybe if they're in hot weather.
Yep.
Certain foods can bring it on.
Yep.
And in fact, it's very embarrassing. I remember that the British right. journal Lancet once called it the most embarrassing medical disease known to man. And that's because you're looking at a lot of the Englishmen, okay,
right.
and the English and the Irish and the Scots,
mm-hmm.
and they had sort of that ruddy complexion.
Yeah.
And that, and so they look like they were embarrassed. And so you can imagine maybe being up and speaking and you're not
yes.
embarrassed, but you look like you're embarrassed because you're red or flushed, right?
Right, right.
And the other might be is that people might think, oh, he's a drinker. Do you know who W.C. Fields is?
I'm sorry to say I do not.
Jeff, do you know who W.C. Fields is?
I do not. Enlighten us, please.
Oh, my God. Give me another boomer in the studio. Please, something here. Help me here. So W.C. Fields was a comedian, a character back in Old English time, and he was a big drinker and smoker, uh-huh. and he had big ruddy nose. And so you have to look him up, everybody.
Okay.
For the youngsters, look up W.C. Fields. But he was the caricature of somebody who might be a drinker. And so patients who have rosacea may look like they're drinkers. And so that's very socially
right.
embarrassing. And there's really no great medical treatment for that. And this is actually the original disease that Dr. Bitters mm-hmm. were treating down in Los Gatos, where patients with rosacea. So we mentioned about the redness, the ruddiness, the flushing. So how do you treat those patients, Jessica?
Right. So essentially, with a condition like rosacea, we like to just go in, it's going to be the same process, but it could take a few more treatments because rosacea is a condition where, you know, maintenance may be required. It's not something that is going to remove the hyperpigmentation. It's not going to remove the hyperpigmentation the same way that rosacea would be cleared. So it will help to tone down the redness. And with rosacea, you see a lot of broken capillaries in that
right.
redness. So BBL is great for going in and targeting those broken capillaries, collapsing them and having the body reabsorb them. So it's helping to not only tone down the redness in the skin, but also help to diminish the appearance of those broken capillaries, which is really most bothersome for patients that have rosacea.
Absolutely. I'm glad that you brought that up. It's a lot of times it's the veins, and that's a
yes.
little bit more advanced rosacea cases
yes.
that can respond to the BBL, and that's what I think are some of our happiest patients, the redness can be decreased.
Yes.
That's where, so in terms of effectiveness, I'm going to say that, as you mentioned, just to summarize it, yeah. is that with the photofacial, that the veins, the spider veins on the face are the ones mm-hmm. can be most responsive.
Yes.
The redness then second.
Yes.
And then the flushing, unfortunately, is one of those where we can help with the flushing,
yes.
but we're not going to erase that.
Correct.
And normally the original protocol with Dr. Bitters was that you would have a treatment, one treatment every 3 weeks for five treatments, a series of five. And we've kind of, I'm going to say, customized that where we don't yes. want to commit everybody to that many
no.
treatments. And yeah. so how many treatments do we recommend now?
Around three.
That's right. So we have three treatments that we do, but then we're constantly reassessing the patient.
Correct.
And if you have rosacea and we do three treatments, you might need five. Remember, that was the original protocol.
Right.
And then you might need a treatment maybe once every 3 months, maybe once every 6 months, maybe only once a year, but it's something where you would need to do some maintenance
Correct.
As well.
Correct. That's exactly right, Dr. Tom.
Okay. All yeah. right. So we talked about photofacials, pigmentation.
Okay, yes,
so
pigmentation.
You said reds and browns.
Reds
right?
and browns.
Okay, and that coffee, and we want to get
coffee
the coffee
grinding.
Yeah. Okay.
Get the BBL glow.
Get the BBL glow, okay. People who have redness or rosacea, we know that this is a very effective treatment to
Absolutely.
Help you to feel more comfortable in your skin.
Alrighty.
Absolutely. And I had mentioned that I liked it because my skin felt windswept, okay? Uh-huh. And so I want to make sure you know, just because you are darker skin doesn't mean you can't have a BBL or a photofacial, but it does require some pre-treatment. How do we normally pre-treat these patients?
Correct. So we have some topical skincare products that have hydroquinone in them, and that mm-hmm. is going to help to tone down the melanocytes, which produce pigment in your skin. So it's mm-hmm. helping to just create your skin to be the lightest mm-hmm. it can possibly be, that sets it the stage for the BBL treatment.
Right. So what I love about Jessica, see how scientific she is. She's talking about melanocytes and all. Basically, it's kind of quieting down the pigmentation cells
yeah.
in your body and in your skin. And so it helps the treatment to be more effective with a minimization of side effects for
yes.
it. So that's great. And so I noticed, that you had mentioned, Jessica, or I had mentioned that my skin felt more windswept and the pores got a little bit smaller.
Yes.
What does the BBL do for texture of the skin?
For texture, it's pretty much the pore size reduction. It's going to give you some tightening and toning. But for texture, I really, really like microneedling. I think that microneedling is a far better treatment for textural issues.
Okay. The segue. As we segue now into microneedling. So for people who have concerns about texture and they want to have smoother skin, what is microneedling?
So microneedling is a collagen induction therapy, and what that is doing is it's going in and creating little tiny holes in your skin with microneedles, and that is creating a wound response, which will then stimulate your body to produce more collagen and therefore improving the texture of your skin.
You're such a scientist. I love that. So microneedling improves the texture of the skin. So maybe we'll backtrack a little bit for patients who maybe never have heard it. And by the way, thank every one of you who listen to us every week on KSRO Ask the Expert. But if it's your first time with microneedling, what it's a skin treatment for texture.
That's
and
right.
we first put on a topical anesthetic on the skin. Remember,
Correct.
I'm the prisoner of the weenie
okay.
club. I'm not letting you get near my face with it without some topical anesthetic. All
yes.
right, so you put that on.
We do.
And then what is the treatment like? What are you doing?
So it's we definitely get you nice and comfortable. You're not going to be uncomfortable during this treatment.
Okay.
Very tolerable.
Okay.
We're running a small device over the surface of your skin, and it's very, very small needles that go in and create these little open channels called microchannels or little holes in the skin. We're running the device over each area of your skin, and that's going to produce more collagen in turn. And it helps to improve the appearance of fine lines, wrinkles. It can help with acne scarring. So it's really helping to break up that textural issue and produce more smooth skin.
Got it. Okay. One of the ways is, as the listeners and our patients are trying to figure out what are these micro holes,
mm-hmm.
I like to describe it as aerating the lawn. So, you know, I'm not a golfer, but I see, Jeff, you're shaking your head. Are you a golfer, Jeff?
Not very good at it, but yeah.
Okay, all right. So you get on the fairway or something and you see that, or on the greens, and you see the little holes, right? And so it's kind of the same concept, right?
It
you're
is.
Kind of creating you're creating a little hole or a
That's
little
correct.
Tunnel. And then if nature is good to them, right, the grass grows into that area
right.
and even stronger, right?
Exactly.
And it's the same concept that with these microneedlings that you perform under local anesthetic, mm-hmm. that your body's response is to now create collagen
That's
in that
right.
area. So why do you like it so much? I know you told me it's your one of
it's
your favorite
It's my favorite
treatments.
Treatment. I think it just
why?
It really helps to give you that more plump, voluminous face, a more youthful looking, and it also really helps to smooth your skin. It's just something that all ages are a good candidate for this treatment. It's colorblind, skin tone does not matter, and it's just going in there and it's really helping to give you that more youthful, plump appearance that you see. Collagen thins as young as 16 years old.
Right.
So we're helping to rebuild and thicken those collagen bands so that you look more youthful.
Right. So that's a nice summary in terms of kind of the goals of microneedling in terms of that collagen induction
right.
therapy, as you call it. I love that. You're such a scientist. And it really does make a big difference. And in fact, if I were on a deserted island and I was still running Dr. Tom Cosmetic Surgery, you know, taking care of the locals there, if I could have one treatment, I would have microneedling
yes.
treatment for those patients. Okay, so we're getting smoothing of the skin,
right.
We're getting increased collagen.
Uh-huh.
Besides the microneedling, I know there's an additional treatment, and I'm leading
yes.
you now here, Jessica.
Yes.
What
okay.
else are we doing
right.
with the microneedling when someone signs up for a treatment?
That's great. Yeah, and I know you're referencing our PRP that we're adding into that treatment. So we are going to be taking your platelet-rich plasma, spinning it. We take a vial of blood, we spin it in our centrifuge, and we extract the plasma, which is like liquid gold. And we are incorporating that into your microneedling treatment. So that's going to be applied during the treatment in between passes of the microneedling device, delivering that fibrin and that the platelets and plasma down into your dermal layer of your skin as we're treating, which is going to help amplify the collagen response.
Right. So platelet-rich plasma, as you
mm-hmm.
mentioned, I will refer to that as the paramedics of the body.
Yes.
And I oftentimes use the just sort of the childhood experiences that all of us, you know, running around like little banshees and we skin
yeah.
our knee
yeah.
and we have a scab on our knee.
Yeah.
And of course, it's still summer vacation. So what do? We're out there like little banshees running around more
right.
and we knock the scab off of our knee.
Yep.
Right. And go, oh, and we look at our knee and we see this yellow fluid coming up, right?
Yes.
I even see Jeff over there shaking his head. You've seen that on yourself, right? Jeff is a little kid. That was, what, a year ago when you were in junior high?
Still happens when I play softball.
Okay, there you go, see? And so, we see that that yellow fluid coming, and that's part of that platelet-rich plasma.
That's right.
Those are the paramedics that are coming in to heal.
Correct.
So you're drawing off a tube of blood, like going
yep.
to a lab before
yep.
the treatment. And then while you're microneedling it, are you injecting it? Are you dripping it on? What are you doing with that PRP?
Good question. Yeah, I am not injecting it. I am
okay.
just applying it to the top of your skin. And the microneedling pen is driving that down into your skin while it's creating
okay.
the little microchannels.
Right. So we're putting
delivering it directly mm-hmm. to the source.
Okay. So I guess it might be. And I don't know. I'm not a lawn keeper here.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking, you know, so if they aerate the lawn, right? We talked about that. Is that like putting fertilizer on there?
It's the fertilizer. That's correct.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So we're kind of fertilizing the skin, if you will, with
yes.
the PRP
that's
to improve its texture. And you've used it on patients with acne scars as well.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. And so that helps to soften them?
It does. It helps to kind of break up the abnormal collagen formation from the scarring, and it just helps to smooth the skin and create a more improved, just improved texture of the areas of scarring.
Okay. So let's, as we near the end of our show today,
yeah.
thank you for being here, Jessica.
Thank you.
Let's try to make it a little bit simpler for the listener. So we
sure.
talked about two treatments. Like,
right.
oh, I just heard about these two treatments. They sound great, but like, which one do I need? Okay,
right.
So what photofacials, broadband light, BBL, mm-hmm. what are the concerns that patients have who should come for that?
I would say the pigmentation issues, so browns and red tones in your skin.
Mm-hmm. And we talked about rosacea,
and
redness,
rosacea as
and
well.
Spider
yes.
veins of the face. Okay.
Yes.
And if somebody's thinking, oh, maybe I need microneedling, what would be their biggest concern?
probably fine lines, wrinkles, or scarring, and just wanting to have something, just a you know, more volume in their skin.
More volume, yeah. So thickening of the
thickening
skin.
Thickening of the skin, improving and of just like the texture.
Got it.
Textural issues.
Wonderful. Okay. So that's great. So again, if you have pigment issues,
yep.
Sun damage,
yep.
Age spots, and you want to get those treated, BBL is the way to go.
BBL is the way to go.
Photofacials. If you have rosacea, redness, BBL or photofacials is the way to go.
Right.
And then lastly, if we're concerned about texture of our skin, whether it's acne scarring, we want to have it be thicker, plumper,
yep.
Then that's where we want to go as
that's
well.
That's right, microneedling.
With microneedling,
that's
with PRP.
With great. PRP.
Thank you so much for coming
Thank
here.
Thank you, Dr.
Really
Tom.
Appreciate it. And we have a new format to the show, so I need
yes.
to make sure we give a little time for the end. I know we have a special with photofacials. Can you tell us about that real quick?
Yes. So if you call to book an appointment for a BBL appointment of the face, then you will get an additional add-on area for complimentary for free of the neck, chest, or hands.
Okay. And how much is that worth?
And that is $150 value.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Jess, for coming here. And
thank you.
I'm going to turn it back over to Jeff as we say goodbye. And thank you again for listening to us.
You've been listening to Dr. Tom of Dr. Tom Cosmetic Surgery in Santa Rosa, Napa, and Maui. Call for a free consultation at 707-542-8346, 707-542-8346. Check out all the great information online at drtomcosmetic.com as well as on YouTube. We'll see you next week at 12:30 p.m. right here on KSRO.